From what we understand, those Sri Lankan migrants had arrived in Togo in November of last year. It appears they had arrived on tourist visas. They were later arrested by the Togolese authorities simply because they had apparently outrun their tourist visas. Since they've been staying in a stadium in the capital Lomé, we've been working with the Togolese Red Cross to try and provide some kind of assistance to those migrants. As of today, we have quite a few of those Sri Lankans who have decided that the ordeal they've gone through has been particularly difficult, and they've decided to return back to Sri Lanka. So we are assisting a group of 28 Sri Lankans to return to Sri Lanka, and this will happen over the weekend.
And these 28 are part of a larger group?
The 28 people who are returning to Sri Lanka are part of a group of about 209, including women and children, who have been stranded in this stadium in the capital Lomé for up to 2 months now.
You said they went to Togo on tourist visas, but were they genuine tourists or they were victims of smuggling?
The information relating to the fact that they arrive on tourist visas comes from the Togolese authorities. Obviously, what appears now is that these Sri Lankans were probably part of a smuggling ring. In other words, they had paid money to human smugglers who apparently had promised them that they could take them all the way to Canada. Now, again, the information that we have on their itinerary is pretty fragmented. It appears they probably transited through Ethiopia, though again, we cannot confirm that information. And then they flew to Lomé, Togo. It seems that from there they were hoping probably to get to neighboring Ghana, but then again, we can't confirm that for sure. Possibly, there again, it's still hypothetical, they were hoping to get onto a boat and sail towards Canada across the Atlantic.
Is this something extraordinary, or do you see migrants from other countries transiting through Africa to go to the US or Canada?
Well, we've seen over the past few years evidence of smuggling networks operating from South Asia, transiting through various African countries for migrants either trying to reach Europe or trying to reach Canada and the US. Even 5-6 years ago, we were assisting migrants from countries like Bangladesh, for instance, who were stranded at the time in Mauritania. Again, these were migrants who had been ensnared, if you want, in smuggling networks and were hoping to reach Europe in that particular instance. So what we're seeing, and that's a perfect illustration, is that these smuggling networks are global, that the traditional routes are no longer the routes that are used. If you're looking at Sri Lankans trying to reach Canada, having to transit through possibly East Africa and then West Africa on the way to Canada, I mean, that gives you an example of the outreach that these smuggling networks have and the capacity that they have of organizing, if you want, this transnational crime.